K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host with our Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics coming to you in a new week, folks. Monday, November 14th, 2022. What's going on, folks, here in Manhattan, or you're listening in Kansas City, or wherever you might be listening. Thank you for tuning in always to the Purple Project Podcast. Part of the Kansas State family of, that is good news. That is very good news. Part of the Kansas State podcasting network that I called it a couple weeks, couple weeks ago here, joined by, of course, the Three Mall, Bosco Boys, Aggieville Boys, the Shorts Side Option Podcast, College and Kimmel Podcast. All those podcasts were part of that as well, so definitely make sure you check us out as well. This is the Road to Dallas edition, a day later of the show here, and you are listening to the winner. Yes, sir. I'll explain that in a second. Yes, so I talked about it on the last show, that last installment of the Road to Dallas, that I was going to be taking part of a three-person relay, right? So, man, and it was cold. Yes, it was cold out there, but once everything felt fine for me. But of course, we had our guy. Okay, so this was a Little Apple Marathon that went down over the weekend. And shout out to all the runners and spectators out there who are doing their thing out there. I know one of my buddies of mine, who I interact with a little bit, ran his first marathon over the weekend last weekend and finished it, along with a couple others who marked the Little Apple Marathon their first as well. You guys are the real heroes. I was just out there part of a marathon relay team. My marathon's come here in 4 weeks, but in another month. But yeah, outstanding. In the cold, windy, low 20s, high teens. Yep. So, and we're also supposed to be getting some snow here early this week, including tonight. So, definitely, winter came here. It's Kansas, baby. You get this wild-ass weather, you know, everything else like that. But, yeah, so we were hoping to have four, at least, or projected to have four. But one of the our fourth person, I guess, had something come up. Well, not originally, the four was going to come via the running group that I'm part of, right? The Early Morning Run Club, that was the name of our team. We should have stuck with the Church's Long Run, but it's okay. It's what it is now, because we are the winners. Thank you very much. I didn't actually expect that, to be totally honest with you, there on that. And when I came home with the time there, I brought it home. So, okay, so our first leg had to do two loops. Well, he didn't run anyways. He didn't run that morning anyway, so he was going to do two loops. Got popped off, and then one of my lady friends, running friends, let's say, so Tom ran the first two legs. Then Amanda, who just coming off of a 50K race, ran a second, and apparently she told us that she ran a PR, 10K PR, and then she was moving, apparently. And of course, you know, your boy EG3, aka Flash, doing his thing as well. I'm still getting over, I'm near the end of the finish line of getting sick. So, me, I'm doing my thing as well. And I was just trying to be, for me, my leg, of course, being the anchor leg, I was just trying to stay within, work on continuing that marathon pace. Continuing that practice, trying to get it nailed down the best I can. It's getting close to my time now, so I gotta do what I can right now, especially this week with me being, this being peak week for me. I gotta get all I can, do the best I can in these conditions that I'm dealt with. It's just what it is now. So if you're not up for it, then what are you gonna do on race day, right? So yeah, and apparently enough, I put it down to, came out to 6:32 or 6:35, somewhere in there. Yeah, so I was very pleased with that as well. So, yeah, man, two in a total time. This would be someone, I think somebody came up to me at the end and told me the time. I'm like, what? Say that again. That's somebody who runs it by themselves. A 249 marathon relay. Three people. Yes, three people. Three people. Cannot believe it. I triple checked it to make sure we won the thing. We did. We smoked them. We smoked everybody. The relay portion had 16 teams in it. First of 16, number one, and still unbeaten as far as the relay goes anyways. Two times at it, 2-0, baby, in that one. So, yeah, and the conditions, I was in it trying to stay warm in and out because I ran earlier. I ran 6.5 miles earlier, a couple hours earlier, so I was already kind of loosened up, you know. I focused on a little bit of stretching here and there. Mm-hmm. And things like that. So, yeah. And I was pretty loose. I didn't really need to do a warm up there. So, all I needed to focus on is to stretch. Really stretch the best way I can. I need to be doing more of that. Because, yeah, I felt a lot looser. For whatever reason, I don't know, with me and being involved in these races. I don't know. I just tend to be the race and the environment is just different than running by yourself. At least for me personally, I don't, with these elites, and maybe, and that's why they call them elites. They go hard. Excuse me. They go hard. Like I said, my tour to finish line, getting over being sick last week on the podcast. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it just, the environment for me is different, and you got people all around you. You want to do your best you can, and for me, I guess it's turned up a couple notches because I'm able to run fast. Well, obviously I'm fast, so, but mainly for me going in here, and I've said this here and there on this documentary, is I wanted to work more on the pacing side. I know I'm fast, so I got that on my belt. Now I just need to focus in on, right, getting the paces down, learning how the body feels. And right now, I feel like I'm in a good spot right now. That's me personally. Going slower. I'm going slower on easy runs. I've noticed that, like, 9-minute pace. I'm like, I'm okay with that. I don't care. I ain't trying to press nobody, so there you go. 9-minute pace there. Yeah, and that's actually this morning as well. Did a 9-mile run, 9-minute pace. Yeah, so, I mean, you can do what you... Everybody's different, I guess, in the ways, but yeah, it just works for me. I mean, race day is where it's at. You want to perform on race day. I mean, you can throw out all the speed stuff and do whatever, but when it comes crunch time, you want to be at your best, and... think right now, all this work that I put in, it's been a long fall semester. All this work that I put in here, I think it's really starting to come around here. I'm getting excited and all on the same time nervous as well. Because, you know, on race day, on game day, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen. But big weekend for my team. We won the Little Apple Marathon Relay again. Two of us won it the first time. So, 2 years ago, won it. I didn't run as fast as I did here. That was another surprise as well. I wanted to keep it in that range, a comfortable range somewhere in there. I wanted to stay pat, stay in cruise control, right there. Stay pat, don't push it. And that's what I want to continue to do here as I approach this thing. Right, I want to continue to work on that pace. Be consistent with it, man. Be consistent. I know it's not perfect by any means. Some days are harder than others, and I got a harder week this week. One in the books, baby. But absolutely. So we'll see what happens with colder temperatures, dealing with the snow. We'll have to see. But it was actually nice this morning when we went on this run. So yep, that's the story. That was the kind of the breakdown there. I ended up taking a couple of days off, so because of trying to recover from the sickness that I got, which started losing my voice against the last home game against Texas there and that whole thing. And then, of course, that I knew it. I knew it. When I got losing my voice, and then staying out there, getting shivered up there in the cold, is a disaster. So, but luckily, I'm toward the end of the finish line with this, so I feel fine. Just getting the legs back underneath me a little bit, which I think I am back now. So I'm going to wait to run hard. Friday and Saturday is important days as well. So and then I'm probably going to continue that right through as well. So this is the peak weeks, for those who don't know, is where apparently the most mileage in the weeks. And this is the week that the most miles occurs in any of the week or training cycle, pretty much, as well. So, getting it down, baby. Number one team, early, shout out, early morning run club, getting it done. It Tuttle Creek State Park. They're getting it done there. Number one, finishing first. The second place team I saw was a 302, something like that, 305. Something like that. So, damn, I had to double check that like three times. At least triple checked it to make sure that was right. But the guy who announced it, who was not the original race announcer, told us that the time was good. Time was good. So, all right. So, yeah, there you go, baby. So, number one there. I know we got I signed up for the Turkey Trot next Thursday. I've been back and forth on that. I'm leaning towards going for it there as well. So I got to work on that turnover, man. I think that going forward for the rest of the cycle here, once I get out of the peak week, is kind of work on that fast turnover. So, hey, you know, it's still there when you need it. Boom, you got it. So definitely that's there as well. I might have to include some 200s, throw that one in there. Maybe probably the last week. Yeah, we'll have to see. But yeah, I'm ecstatic to try to get through this week. Obviously, so we'll see what happens. Road to Dallas. It's getting closer and closer by the week. So that's just the week in a nutshell, pretty much there as well. So winners of the Little Apple Marathon Relay. Shout out to those again who competed. The winners of the 5K. The half marathon and the marathon, and yeah, was also what's going on as well. So yeah, a lot of first, in particular with the marathon, this past weekend. So congratulations to all, and congratulations to the winners out there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, glad to be nearly fully, my voice is fully back now, back in action, folks. And stay tuned this week. We're just going to have one weekly this week here. I just want to focus solely on this peak week. So we're going to have one, and me and Alex will get together tonight, actually, to record episode 131 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly. I did record 130 by myself. Changed things up a little bit last week. Go check that out. All the rest of the dailies that were under 100% as well. So make sure you check those out as well. But big news coming out of K-State football, not just on the field, but off the field as well here. You might hear one of those either on the daily, or you have to wait until the weekly podcast comes out. But breaking news concerning a couple of big names on that team as well. So we'll definitely talk about that, what that means going forward. Men's and women's basketball, women have a big game later on in the week as well. So I want you to stay tuned in that. With golf, yeah, golf's in the books. Cross country just ended. Tennis just ended. Now everything shifts now to fully basketball, and K-State in position now to control their own destiny once again to get a second chance. Here at it, to control their own destiny. And then they got a tricky game with West Virginia coming up this weekend. But that's going to do it for this edition for right now. The Road to Dallas edition continues. The training continues and everything else. Counting down to the BMW Dallas Marathon. Eddie Greer, your host for the Pearl Project Podcast. Keep it locked. Make sure you subscribe, K-State Nation, to the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition.